AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tensions in Minneapolis, where an ICE officer fatally shot a woman yesterday. Rebecca Santana's been on the scene for us.
We have a whole line of immigration enforcement officers, Border Patrol, and ICE, and they are facing off against protesters on the other side. There has been a lot of yelling, some jostling back and forth. We saw Greg Rubino, one of the Border Patrol chiefs who has been doing immigration enforcement around the country. We have a lot of people facing off with Border Patrol and immigration enforcement officers out here in front of the federal building.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz insists the state must play a role in the investigation.
When Kristi Noem was judge, jury, and basically executioner yesterday, that's very, very difficult to think that they were going to be fair.
Saker Magani on what Vice President J.D. Vance has been saying.
Renee Nicole Macklin Good's shooting is still under investigation, but Vance assigned his own blame.
The simple fact is, what you see is what you get in this case.
Saying while he feels very, very sad for her.
I can believe that her death is a tragedy while also recognizing that it's a tragedy of her own making.
Vance says the woman was brainwashed and a victim of far-left ideology. During a rare White House briefing room appearance, Vance defended the ICE officer whom he says acted in self-defense and blamed the news media for portraying Macklin Good as innocent.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate has advanced a resolution that would limit President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks against Venezuela. NASA is cutting short a mission aboard the International Space Station after an astronaut had a medical issue. The agency did not identify the astronaut or the medical issues, citing patient privacy. But the crew member is now stable. And the NFL now has 8 openings for a head coach. The Miami Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel today. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Major indexes ended mixed on Wall Street as gains for defense contractors were offset by losses in big tech companies. The S&P 500 barely budged on Thursday. The index is still near its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 270 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4%. Makers of weapons and other military equipment rallied after President Donald Trump said he wants to sharply increase government spending on defense. Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and L3Harris Technologies helped lead the way. Several big tech companies, including NVIDIA, fell. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market following some mixed data on the U.S. economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Jobless claims up slightly last week, and mortgage rates crept higher, a 30-year averaging 6.16%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.